Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Walter, calling you with Wisconsin Opinion Service. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine.
I'm so glad to hear that. Now, I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would appreciate if I can take a few minutes of your time to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. And I am speaking with Seth Westenberg. Am I correct?
How did you get this number?
Oh, like I said, sir, we're doing surveys that have to do with the government. And, you know, in the following presidential elections and things like that. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50 will not vote?
Highly likely.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential elections, the past in 2020, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you, what's your ethnicity, your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Haitian, Native American, mixed race?
I am white.
Okay. What is your age, if I may ask?
Early 30s.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Thinking about the direction that the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate this from a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 as a very important, 5 as somewhat important, and 0 as not important at all. Reducing crime and gun violence.
9.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
9.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA.
Uh, 95.
Okay. Joe Biden.
96.
And Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. Now I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 for most important, 5 as somewhat important, 0 as not important at all. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
Can you repeat the question again?
banning different tobacco products for adults?
Zero.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
7.
Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale, on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, don't know.
So non-nicotine cigarettes sold to those under the age of 21 or over the age of 21, what was that?
No, it says it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I think it should still be banned.
Somewhat opposed? Somewhat support?
Fully
support?
Opposed.
Okay.
Fully opposed.
All right. We already have 50%, okay? So we only got halfway to go. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support? Somewhat opposed? Strongly opposed?
So is it the ban of flavored tobacco too?
To adults, 21 and over.
Okay. I'm strongly opposed to the banning to sale of 21 and over.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat some more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know.
Neutral.
I don't know. Okay, no problem. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
All right. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harms from tobacco through cessation and support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or don't know?
We should focus on programs to help those that want to quit.
Okay, harm reduction.
Harm reduction.
All right, great. Now, I like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Now, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, or don't know.
Very concerned.
Okay, great. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Highly concerned.
somewhat concerned?
Very.
Oh, very concerned. I'm sorry. Okay. And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Very concerned.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree. Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them of the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, do not agree, from 0 to 10.
Am I agreeing to the protective measurements to the, what is it, the harm reduction?
Okay, so somewhat agree. Would that be a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10?
I would say a 5.
Okay.
I'm now, the understand the questions.
Okay, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's too far for the government to tell adults in the country they can't smoke at all.
If they're over 21, I would say that's somewhat of an overstep. I understand why it's currently 21 for the...
Yes. No, but they try to tell adults...
18.
No, but the thing is,
yes,
right? Strongly agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, the last one. Oh, I got some more. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. You strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the last one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety, testing, or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Do not agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, so we already have 70%. We almost done. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. Don't know.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? More benefit? Some want more benefits, some want much harm, much more harm, don't know.
Somewhat harm.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision to who you vote for?
It will have no impact on my decision.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Electronic cigarettes or vapor products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat no burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. We already at 90%. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, or don't know?
Bachelor's degree.
I'm sorry?
College bachelor's.
Oh, okay. Are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widow, don't know?
Single.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, don't know?
Working class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies
no.
Respondent, applies household, does not apply?
Does not apply.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural, don't know?
Rural.
Okay. And this is the last question, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate taking your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye now.
Bye.